story left, and then we're going to take a short break. It is my great pleasure to introduce this man. He is one of my best friends, and guys, I've been trying to get him to come do this show for at least 3 years. In fact, in June 2012, we planned a show around him, and then he couldn't come because, like, his kid was born or something. I don't... Jesus Christ, right? Fathers. Anyway, Ben Rathert!
Yeah! Try not to mix in your precious lyrics with my nonsense thoughts. Guys... thank you so much for the opportunity to be here tonight. I've listened to every episode of the podcast. I've traveled 300 miles to be here tonight, and I want to go on record saying I am the biggest fan of your stories. I want to make that clear. Every morning I wake up at 5 o'clock to do my notes, to putt around the garage, work in the wood shop, and I've got the headphones on, and I've got whatever I'm listening to, and your stories is always top of the list if it's there. So, anyway, I've had the, you know, with this, I've learned about some people, more people I've only met in passing, and I've learned a lot more about them. Andrew Bentley comes to mind. He's my oratory hero. I'll pass that out there. That man is amazing. So, anyway. I've been torn as to what I should write about and what I should tell you about tonight. I don't want to go over my time, but at the same time, I do want to tell you something worth telling you about. And it's kind of the story about how I came to be here, my life up to this point, summarized more or less. And guys, how I got here was Elton John. Of all the things that make me up and define me, I am perhaps most of all a country boy. In no particular order after that, I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a nerd, I'm a music fanatic, I am a brewery enthusiast. But the country is a part of me, and I'm a part of the country. Please excuse my tropes. Let me tell you where I'm from. The towns of Ava and Campbell Hill are sister towns next to each other. It's in the southwestern corner of Illinois among rolling hills, cow pastures, creeks, and woodlands. The Mississippi River is about 15 minutes away. There were 83 people in my graduating class. We would go to church on Sundays. We'd spend early summers baling hay and late summers cutting brush and trying not to die from overheating. In the winter, we'd cut and split a lot of firewood, so much firewood. I did not have a summer job or after-school job other than being at my dad's beck and call for any of the millions of things that we would have to do on the farm. Fixing fence, it could be anything. We went deer hunting in the fall. We drove the dark back roads of the mystical hills that surrounded our small towns night after night, listening to the music that we had and not even knowing what the dreams of our future should be at that point. My taste in music comes directly from my mother. She would take me with her on her floral runs when she worked as a florist or on the 30-minute trip to the grocery store. I was strapped in as a small child. Led Zeppelin and Tom Petty were there. REO Speedwagon was there. There is no point in my life that I remember that I do not know the works of Supertramp. I remember one night coming home from one of my sister's ball games, and I heard on the radio for the very first time Carnival 9, welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. And my head was just like, this is great. You know, I'm little at this point. And my mom, who was singing along at the time, my mom's always, she's always a little cooler than she thinks she is. She's really humble on this, but anyway, Taste of Music, it's awesome. She pointed out, she said, you know, Ben, I've got this at home. What? So we went home that night in the pie safe over the false graph. She pulls out Brain Salad Surgery, and buddy, we listened to it on the turntable, and it was great. My mother owns this music. My head explodes. I listened to all of those records in the years that follow. Goat's Head Soup by the Stones, Let It Be by the Beatles, Flat as a Pancake by Head East. Those are a few that I remember trying to wrap my junior high head around. Honestly, I listened to a lot of Bill Cosby comedy albums because she had those too. But right around that time was when I discovered someone else among the shelves there, and that was Elton John. There was something about how he sang, how what he was singing about completely captured me. I bought his Greatest Hits Volume 2 as one of the first CDs I ever purchased because it had Leave On on it. And let me tell you, as a boy who feels awkward and lonely, that song, it gets you deep. When that CD player was playing for the very first time, it was on my parents' computer, I heard Tiny Dancer for the first time. It was over. I sang a lot growing up, as my dad will attest. One of the reasons I did and still enjoy going to church is it gives me a chance to sing with other people. But for me, growing up, I sang whenever and wherever I could. The lawnmower and the tractor were common venues. I remember more than once my dad telling me to stop singing like that because I couldn't be paying any attention at all to what I was doing. On his end, I wonder what it was like seeing his 14-year-old son singing Crocodile Rock as loud as he could while hauling hay bales on the tractor. Anyway, I don't care. Music sustained me. It got me through those long, hot days, the mowing the cemetery, and everything in between. I made a lot of good friends when I went to U of I. The best ones were probably through my improv group, Spicy Clamato. It was strange and affirming to be more open about myself on the stage, but frankly, most of the time, I was so reserved with my upbringing that I wasn't able to really put myself out there as much as I wanted to. That said, I remember one of the first times I talked to Eric after one of our shows, that Eric, he came to almost all of them as one of our biggest fans. Fans?
Yeah! You did it!
That's right. Sorry. There we go. And we would always get talking about stuff we were interested in. My best friends at that point were probably Jeremy, Eric, Craig, John. We would sit around waste the afternoons talking about Deep Space Nine and Final Fantasy and everything in between. And God, it's good to have friends that get you, you know? I hadn't really had that on such a level at that point. But anyway, back to Eric. It didn't take us too long to talk about music for us to both realize that we both got it on a level that not a lot of other people did, or at least, you know, we in our small minds, you know, were so intense about. And specifically, he liked Elton John. Oh, he liked Elton John. Flash forward again. I've ticked off many Elton John albums off my record. I've got Made in England, Big Picture, Madman Across the Water, especially Songs from the West Coast, and about 10 others. Captain Fantastic and the Dirt Brown Cowboy has helped me through a terrible breakup. I've lost people. I found people. I'm working in a clinic on some random Tuesday afternoon in the summer. I get a call from Eric, and I hadn't heard from him in a couple of weeks. So he reminds me that once I asked him to take me along if he should ever go see Elton John in concert. He is. Now I am. With Billy Joel at Wrigley Field. My head explodes. That moment and the ensuing concert touched me because while I'm sure that asking me along was something I would have asked Eric to do, I honestly don't remember asking him to do that. And he did. And I got to go with him. I went to undergrad in Champaign, med school in Rockford, residency in Peoria. My wife, Nikki, is from Springfield, and I'm from Carbondale. I like to tell people that I lived everywhere in Illinois except for Chicago, which doesn't really count because I spent a lot of time up here because some of my best friends live here. My 3 years in residency in Peoria were filled with trials and tribulations that would probably make for several good stories on their own. It was exactly like Scrubs. Except that, you know, the soundtrack was a little bit off every week. But anyway. Seriously, though, the long nights, the C-sections at 2 in the morning, learning there are people I'd be able to count on and people I would not be able to count on, filling my attending's office with live chickens, letting a patient die after having their ninth and final code, finally. That was a long ordeal. And slowly figuring out what kind of a doctor I was going to be. It's all wrapped up there. My feelings about Peoria are all over the map, and I couldn't trade them. While I was there, I finalized my contract to come back home and work as a rural doctor, as I had always wanted to be. When the final weeks and days were closing in on my last 3 years, my final time there, me and all my friends were standing around the conference room after our very last noon conference, realizing that this was it. It was a Friday. We didn't have any more Mondays to come back to. It was just us. How do we say goodbye? You know, it comes out. You know, you get the hugs, you get the tears and all that. And I said my last goodbyes. I grabbed my stuff. I got in the car, and I was ready to go home, the long 3-hour drive back to Southern Illinois. I had my 164th mixed CD, volume 164, and I popped it in, and the very first track was Honky Cat by Elton John. When I look back, boy, I must have been green, bopping in the country, fishing in a stream, looking for an answer and trying to find a sign. Till I saw your city lights. Honey, I was blind. And I just cried. Years ago, I'm going to wrap this up, sorry. I bought Elton John's second album, Tumbleweed Connection, and I listened to it while going to visit some people. It is an incredible album, guys, and if you don't yet believe me that Elton John's worth listening to, please listen to Tumbleweed Connection because it holds up. It's amazing. Well, I was driving across a bridge when the song Love Song came on, and I was suddenly transported. The song honestly sounds like you're falling asleep on the beach. It's got the waves in the background. It's got gentle lyrics on top of, like, plucked guitars. And I was transported. Suddenly, I was back listening to my mother's records and her copy of Tumbleweed Connection. I was 9 years old again, and I was just stunned and amazed that while I did not remember the song, I had it here. Anyway, I have a daughter on the way. My son is 3. My wife, Nikki, is beautiful and sticks with me through everything that I do. Life is amazing. I will keep listening to you at 5 in the morning in the woodshop, and I look forward to it. Thank you so much, guys.